This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It's time now for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Mark Gurman. When President Trump announced that he was imposing tariffs on most countries, he said part of the goal was to bring manufacturing jobs back to the U.S. Now, the White House noted that they would like to see Apple's iPhone be made in the U.S., but that may be easier said than done. Mark, what are some of the hurdles that would prevent Apple from actually making their iPhones in the U.S.?
If you've never been to China, it's hard really to grasp the scale of what these facilities look like, right? You go there, it's 300, 400,000 people working on these phones, pumping them off the assembly line. There's dormitories, there's medical offices, there's hospitals, there's gyms, there's schools, there's cafeterias. This is a city unto itself. In fact, the biggest iPhone manufacturing facility in China, it's called iPhone City for a reason. It would be equivalent to showing up in Boston and expecting the whole city to drop everything you're doing and start assembling phones. This is not an automated system. This is something that requires a lot of human hand. And so this is really what's at stake here, being able to move that from China to the US. And not only is it a space issue, not only is it to some extent a cost issue, but it's an engineering issue. You know, for a long time in America, we have not been teaching the engineering skill sets necessary for people to conduct this type of work. In China, they do. And I'm not only talking about the on-floor factory workers, I'm talking about the manufacturing and engineering support staff to actually produce these products at high quality at a significant level.
Mark, you talk about the hundreds of thousands of people who put together the iPhones. I'm sure those aren't union jobs. It must be a lot cheaper labor-wise in China than in the U.S.
It is cheaper, but to be honest with you, the idea that Apple and other companies produce in China because of the costs, that's a bit of an outdated phenomenon. It's almost as outdated as the fact that someone can come in and say that America should be where all these products are manufactured, right? The idea of manufacturing at large scale outside of China, it's an outdated idea, right? The technology is not here anymore. The ship has sailed.
Are any parts of the iPhone made or assembled here in the U.S. now?
There's no iPhone assembly done in the U.S. There are some companies that design and develop and do a little bit of manufacturing for some components in the U.S. But in terms of final assembly, the main guts of the iPhone, that's all done in Asia. Everything from the screen to the processor, places like Korea, Japan, Taiwan, and of course, China.
Yeah, we focus a lot on China. What kind of role does India play in this as we move forward?
India is increasingly becoming the second tier hub for Apple production, China being number one, but India playing a big role, particularly in iPhone production, right? They've now shifted probably 15%, maybe a little lower, percentage of their units to India, and they're basically going to start having to use India, as long as these latest tariff numbers hold, as the manufacturing site for phones to be sold in the US, because obviously if you're Apple, you're not going to deal with that 145% tariff.
Likely it's not going to happen, but let's just say the president's dream of assembling iPhones in the US happens. What would that do to the price of an iPhone?
Well, again, like you said, it's not going to happen. And I wouldn't want to speculate on what the price would look like. I have no idea. I doubt Apple would know either. You know, there's so much that goes into trying to figure out what the price would be that any article you read that tries to tell you these prices will go to $3,500, I have to be honest with you, Steve, they're just making it up. It's equivalent to finding someone to tell you if they think the stock market is going to go up or down in any given day. Nobody has the data to tell you that. It's nothing more than guesswork, if even that.
And in our last minute, I want to go back to something interesting that you touched on earlier, that in this country, we're not teaching those skills, the assembly type skills. Is that something that should be done, you know, in the engineering departments of our major universities? Is that a trade school thing? How can we improve on that?
I think it's something that should be done. Unfortunately, it's not up to me. But these pipelines of students in education, obviously, you know, this is a lot of time people are in school. And when a person grows up, I mean, this is a 10 to 20 year pipeline, right? And so I don't know if we start now, maybe we can start producing iPhones in the U.S. in major quantities in 30, 40 years. But, you know, I think the political policies are going to be very different then.
All right, Mark, thank you. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 p.m. on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.